Welcome to another The Compass 77 podcast. Hope you're happy, hope you're safe, hope you're well, hope the sun is shining and you're really, really doing fantastically brilliant. I thought that for this podcast, I would actually talk about something maybe a little bit less positive, but something that is quite important to me and close to my heart, and just things that maybe some people think in a certain way that I disagree with, maybe. And the thing is about reasons and excuses. Now, what I mean by that is health issues, disabilities. Using that as a form of expressing why somebody wasn't able to do something. In a lot of cases, the world would call that an excuse. You're like making excuses. Oh yeah, health problems, just an excuse. However, as somebody who has health issues, has disabilities, I know for a fact that these are genuine reasons. There's a huge difference. For example, when I feel healthier and when I don't. When I feel within me strong and when I don't. Then I can, you know, go out into the world. I can do stuff, basically. I can get stuff done. I can basically live. When my health dips, whether it's something to do with, and basically what I'm talking about is something that's there like all the time. Because when you've got a flu, when you've got like a cold, when you've got something like this, it's also an issue. Because also what you've got to keep in mind is that people with health problems, when they get like a cold and a cough or a flu, the way I feel really weak. And so I don't have strength. You have to have strength going out into the world to do something. But maybe if someone's healthier and they get like a flu or a cough or cold, then maybe it's like a few days thing. You know, maybe it's a virus, a few days thing, and that's okay. I appreciate the fact that maybe some people who do get ill, like maybe for a few days, then they're okay. They'll go out, even not feeling well, they're coughing and sneezing and all that. They'll go out. But for personally myself, it gets really challenging. And when I'm ill, it's usually, I usually like look at the situation as a minimum, maybe a week, 10 days that I'm indoors, that I can't leave the house because I just feel too weak. You know, and that's like when I've got like a flu, a cough, cold or whatever. But if it's something that's kind of long lasting, like for a longer period, it might be, okay, it might be something to do with, I don't know, lack of vitamin D or something like recently I've had. But it might be something else. It might be something a bit more serious. Then, you know, you can't really say that somebody's using that as an excuse to not be able to do something. For example, I get really frustrated when I can't contribute a lot more. And I think a lot of people with health issues and disabilities are in a similar situation. However, this world kind of sometimes makes, at least me, feel sometimes as if I'm committing a crime almost, you know. But health problems, health issues, disabilities are not crimes. They're not crimes. So I think people, maybe it's a lack of empathy, maybe it's a lack of belief that actually someone could be honest also about it. Maybe we live in a world where a lot of people are seen as fakers, as, you know, making stuff up. But maybe if you don't know someone, maybe that's the point where you should give people a benefit of the doubt and just say, okay, maybe that person is really, you know, suffering, maybe has a health issue, maybe it is a struggle, you know. So basically, that's what I think is that I think it's empathy as well. I mean, I've got health problems, and so it might be easier for me to empathize with it. However, there are things that I don't do. For example, I don't have a driving license, I don't drive a car. However, I do appreciate that there might be struggles connected with that, and if someone who has a driving license would sit down and mention these struggles, I'd probably have to say, okay, that's probably true. Because I can't tell for sure. But why would I want to go to a negative thought when I can give someone the benefit of the doubt, which is more positive, and maybe offer some sort of sympathy or some sort of positive feedback? I don't need to always say, oh, you're making excuses, or because it could be also a reason, So even like driving a car, and there might be an issue there. And that's driving a car, but when it comes to health issues, it's more serious, in my opinion. So that's why I just thought I'd use, record this podcast about it. That I think it's important to keep in mind that even though we may not have health issues, or you might not have health issues, someone else might have health issues. And if they are saying that they can't do something because of it, it's a reason. It's not an excuse. There's a difference. Yeah. So yeah, I just thought that I'd record that. I'll record this. I hope you have found this interesting, and I look forward to recording another podcast very, very soon. Take care. All the very best. Oh yes, one more thing I will add. Please let me know what you think. Maybe you disagree with me, maybe you agree with me. Maybe you have health issues as well, and you even disagree with me, because that's a possibility. So, it's my views. Basically what I'm saying here, what I've been saying here, are through my experiences. So that's that. That's why I've been mentioning it the way I have, because it's what I've experienced. When it's health problems, it's not necessarily an excuse. When it's genuinely a health issue, it's not an excuse. It's a reason.